Kia ora e te whānau. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire Podcast, where we talk all things mindset, energetics, business, and strategy. I am your host, Te Kahukura Boynton, and I am on a mission to empower as many business owners as I can to grow businesses that amplify their lives, not take away from them. I've just gotten back from 3 weeks away from my mahi. I was out of my business, no client calls, no messages. I was completely removed, except for doing some posts on social media. Not that I had to, but because this is my soul's calling and I love what I do. It's been awesome connecting with my whānau, spending quality time with them, and absolutely just living in the present moment and not worrying about my business, about the mahi. Now, this is something very new to me because for the first 2 years of my business, even on holidays, I was always working or thinking about work or fretting. I was living in a constant cycle of burnout because I had a subconscious belief that the harder I worked, the more success I could create, which also meant that taking a break meant less success, less money, less freedom. And this got me stuck in a constant loop of burnout. I was absolutely sick of it. Even just 1 year ago, I didn't even take a break for summer. I was scared that if I did, my business would come crashing down, income would drop, and it would all be over. And this fear stopped me so much. I was exhausted. I can tell you now that my fears were so far from the truth. Now, I want to share with you the business systems like automations that kept my income coming in even when I wasn't working. So this meant that when I was away, people were still joining offers like my 12-week program, Te Tiriti Haukura, even though I wasn't even advertising it. Old podcast episodes, old social media posts are still being pushed out to people even when I'm not actively working or posting, meaning that this content creates passive income, making me money whilst I'm literally living my life. This is freedom. Being able to have money come into my bank account when I'm literally not working. When I'm there with my nan, there with my whānau, there spending quality time with my mum, I'm getting email notifications saying that people are joining offers. Now, this is the most freeing feeling ever. Now, the other aspect, aside from the strategy of like actually having something that's going to convert customers, is the mindset and the energetics of being able to make this happen. Now, whatever you believe to be true will become true. Now, when I first heard this, I thought this was ridiculous. But what this means is that if you think your business will stop making money if you stop working, because you believe this to be true, your actions are going to back this up and make it true. But if you believe that your business can continue to make money even when you're away from your desk, you're going to invest in support to teach you how to do this. You're going to create systems in your business to make this your reality. Your brain is never wrong. But if you believe one thing and you desire something else, you can always change the belief that you have. It is not easy. In fact, it's very difficult. But on the other side of that is a life of freedom and fulfillment. Now, I can tell you a little bit of a story around how I got into this mahi and how I was able to change my mindset. I was exhausted. I was so tired running my business. I felt like it consumed my life. It was taking over. I said no to so many opportunities with friends, with family, because I was busy working on my business. And honestly, it felt like a 9-to-5, but more like a 7-to-7 with CEO responsibilities. Yet I wasn't even making the money that I dreamed of. I was probably at the beginning of my journey making, you know, at least the minimum wage. And it wasn't until I actually decided I want this business to make me the money that I want to make. I want to work less hours. I want to have more freedom. I want to have more joy in my business. I want to enjoy things. I don't want to be doing things in my business that I just can't be bothered doing. I want to have support in my business. I want to have systems. I want to have automations. And so I made a decision that like I was sick of the life that I was living and I wanted to make changes. And then what did I do after that? I was like, okay, I'm going to do absolutely anything to make this happen. So I saw someone who I, you know, had been following for a while. She was offering mentoring services to teach other people how to do what she had done. And I was like, cool, sign me up. I didn't even have all of the money to, you know, invest in that at that point, but I decided to do it and I decided to find a way. I decided to do whatever it took to make that happen. So I invested in a mentor. She taught me everything I needed to learn about creating offers that would sell even when I'm asleep. She taught me about the mindset. She taught me about everything that has created the business that I have today. And I made it happen. Like, I literally decided I wasn't happy with the life that I had. I decided I wanted to change, and I did everything to make that happen. So this meant actually rewiring the beliefs that I had in my mind. It meant creating different habits, creating different systems, creating different, like, literally everything in my business. I flipped it upside down, and I was like, this doesn't work, this doesn't work, this does, keeping this, getting rid of that. And I found support around me of other people doing the same stuff. Now, here's the thing. When you decide that you're going to work less or you're going to reduce your hours, everything in your business will change. Your mindset, your strategy, you're no longer exhausted. And so your ideas are actually way better than they used to be. Back when I was tired, when I was working all the time, my ideas were dumb. Like, they were literally so dumb. But now that I actually rest, now that I have time away from my business, when I'm just lying there, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is an amazing podcast episode. And that's exactly what happened today, for example. I was doing my morning meditation, which is what I do every single morning, my morning meditation, my morning journaling, my morning movement. And in my meditation, I was like, oh my gosh, exhausted entrepreneurs, listen to this. This is a new podcast episode. So when you're actually well rested, you can have these creative ideas come through and it can really support you to actually make more money. So the amount of ideas I've had in those moments when I'm literally just there meditating, those are the ideas that have made me thousands of dollars. And when you decide to make a change and you find a way to make this happen, you're going to have these amazing ideas too that are going to make you thousands of dollars as well. When you are pouring from an empty cup, it gets tiring. You start to build resentment. But when your cup is overflowing and you get to pour from that overflow, you have so much more alignment, so much more fulfillment, because your business is a beautiful extension of you, not something that costs you everything, costs your time, makes you sacrifice everything. Now, everything that I've shared in this podcast episode today, this is just the tip of the iceberg, really. There is so much more to go into, so much more of the mindset and the energetics that I would love to support you through. And I'm definitely going to make more podcast episodes going into more detail about all of this. But for now, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about Brown Business Besties, which is the only way to get direct access, direct support from me. This is my close proximity group coaching package where you can commit to 6 or 12 months where I will be working alongside you to create offers that make you money while you sleep. I'm going to teach you the mindset and the energetics of being able to create a business that provides so much freedom, so much fulfillment, so that you can actually live your life. Because business should be a beautiful extension of you, not something that rules your life, that controls your life. Now, these live group coaching calls have other business owners in here. So not only can you learn from me, but you can also learn from the different challenges other people are going through. And when I'm talking, when I'm coaching them, there is so much that you can learn from that also. I'm going to put all of the information for Brown Business Besties in the description below. But if you want even more information or if you have any questions, feel free to send me a message over on Instagram at multimillionaire with one underscore saying community, and I will send you over the details. Now, the investment starts at $77 per week for Brown Business Besties, but there's also a discount if you decide to pay in full for 6 or 12 months. So yeah, that is basically how I can support you to be able to create a business where you're no longer exhausted, where you're no longer tired, a business that actually allows you to feel so fulfilled in the mahi that you do that it doesn't even feel like work, that it feels like fun, that it feels like joy, that it feels like you get to live your dream life, which is exactly what I feel now. Like, I love the mahi that I do. It fills my cup so much because I'm able to impact people in a way that I wish someone was able to, you know, right at the beginning of my journey. I was looking for Māori entrepreneurs, like people who could support me, but I didn't find the right people for me until later on in my journey. And now I get to serve those people, and this just fills my heart, fills my cup so much. I would love the opportunity to support you, to help you to grow a business that achieves everything that I've talked about in this episode for you as well. But that is us for today's podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed. It was a bit of a short one, but if you have any questions or anything like that, just send me a message over on Instagram. That's the best place to contact me. But yeah, that is us for today. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I will chat to you all in next week's podcast episode. Ka kite.